Levin, you're back. You got over the fence outside. It's getting very difficult to come in here. Absolutely. They now have the electric gates. You touch them and you explode. And then they've filled in the other bits. So very hard to get in here.
It's not security for you.
But I don't think it's to keep me in. But they tried to keep me out before. Now they're trying to keep me in. But the trick is, sometimes, because I come in early, because I'm full of beans, literally, first thing in the morning, I vault. Of course, over the old thing, and I'm in then in a flash. But not for everybody.
My God, you're up first thing.
I'm a vaulter first thing in the morning, mate.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, you're welcome. What have you got?
Comfort
for
food. We're doing a simple braised pork with root vegetables. Brilliant. And then an orange sponge pudding with blackberries, because blackberries are in season. So we'll talk about the dessert afterwards. Two lovely recipes. For the braised pork, we're using shoulder pork. And this is about 1 kilo. So it's shoulder, trimmed, diced. There's no bones whatsoever like that.
Are you going to your pork butcher for this?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
So in a pan, actually this would be a great one. I get a lot of questions about slow cookers, and I think this would work really well in a slow cooker.
Brilliant.
For busy parents. Yeah, I think it would. For busy parents that are out with their kids going to school and that, I think this would work really well in a slow cooker. It'll take longer to cook. So this recipe, by the way, is done in the oven at 180, but I'll go through that in a moment.
Okay.
So
what do you need?
A little bit of oil in your pan, your casserole pot. Mm-hmm. Brown off your pork. That'll take about 5-10 minutes max. You're not cooking it, you're browning it off, sealing it in. Take that off. Then you're going to add in 2 onions sliced, 2 celery sticks sliced, 3 carrots cut into big chunks now, not small little nice big chunks. Parsnips cut into chunks. Are you a fan of parsnips?
Yes.
I love them.
Cool. I have to be honest, it's hit and miss.
Yeah.
It depends. You know, some people can cook them and they seem to be, and they're very nice. And others can't. It's a funny one.
They're lovely caramelised in honey or maple syrup, a touch of balsamic. They're delicious in a soup, just for your listeners. I know we're sidetracking, but if you get some parsnips...
Not like us to sidetrack.
No, we'd never do that. So a little bit of parsnip, a little bit of onion, a little bit of thyme and honey and stock and cream. It's delicious soup. Oh my God, beautiful. Really? My mum used to make carrot and parsnip mash. I loved it.
Really?
Oh yeah, loads of butter.
And what sort of... Again, we're back to butter and the things that we love. And what honey would you use?
Oh, just a nice Irish honey, the Malevan one, that Funkel Kenny is the one we use, and it's lovely, whatever's local to yourself.
You know, Tina, our pal Tina, has her own honey over in Donegal. She makes it stunning.
Ah.
Must give you a jar.
Now you're talking. That's
Tina, she makes her own.
Gorgeous, that's real honey.
She's a voice coach with the Eurovision. Yeah. She works with us every year, and she's a gorgeous woman. But Tina, she makes her own. It's not for commercial reasons.
I'm impressed.
For herself,
Into this, okay, so we've cut all our vegetables, we've sealed off the pork, we're going to lightly again brown all our vegetables. We're going to put a spoonful of plain flour, cider and pork works really well together, and because we're cooking this for quite a while, like this goes in for 2 hours, you're cooking off any alcohol, so don't be worried about it for kids, promise you, it's going to be absolutely fine. So about 350 mils of cider, 850 mils, pardon me, slip of the tongue, of chicken stock.
If you want to be out of their minds after having...
I repeat, 301 bottle of cider and then 850 mils of chicken stock, okay?
That's right. Sorry, but the side is much smaller.
Okay, yeah. So that goes in on top of your pork, your vegetables.
To what you
lid goes in, it goes into the oven, and then you cook it. And this really depends, to be truthful with you, on the size of the cube of pork. So I want a nice big cube diced shoulder of pork. I have the oven temperature at 180, 350 Fahrenheit.
Well, your one is 1 kilogram, is that what you said?
Yeah, about that. Right. But it's diced, and there's no, it's trimmed, there's no bones. So that's really important. So after, checking after an hour, I have 2 hours in the recipe, it might even take an hour and 20, an hour and a half.
How do you know?
So that's until the pork is soft. No, good question.
Right.
So it says there until the pork is mentally tender, so that's in the recipe.
Mentally tender?
Melted.
Pork is mentally tender.
That cider's gone to me head. I do apologise.
You and me both.
Oh,
anyway, that's fine.
So anyway,
melted and
when
tender.
It's done, when it's melting them out, that's better. Thank you. What you do is sprinkle it with a little bit of chopped parsley, serve it at the table, and then we spoke so much about mashed potatoes, I'm not even going to mention it.
No.
A big bowl of mash or steamed mash, or actually with rice. Something different.
Rice.
A bit of rice would work really well with this.
Yeah, that's true.
And you could, you've loads of vegetables. Again, I go back to the old packet of frozen peas, which is great for families and kids.
Have you got a big truckload of peas?
I
week after week you're pushing these things.
No, I'm not.
I just think
they're convenient, they're green and they're nice.
And they're good for you.
But they're good for you. You said it. Thank you, Marcy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And just enjoy that. And it's a really, that is not an expensive dish to make.
That's nice.
Shoulder of pork is excellent value. And make sure, again, it's quality assured Irish pork.
I like that.
It's a very undervalued meat, I think. So not undervalued. It's very versatile meat. Maybe that's right. Sorry, And I think it's very versatile. And I think pork is delicious. The shoulder's gorgeous.
Okay.
So we're moving on to dessert.
Yes, sir.
An orange sponge pudding with blackberries. So blackberries are in season. There's 8 ounces we're using in this. But we need to make a little kind of a batter. So 4 ounces of butter softened. You put that into your... You can use the little Kenwood mixer. You can use the hand mixer, whatever, or KitchenAid. Add in 6 ounces of caster sugar. Excuse me. And then the rind and juice of 2 oranges goes into this. Okay, so that goes in first. 50 grams of plain flour. You have 200 grams of milk that will soften it and 4 eggs. So that's kind of your batter. Okay, that's your batter done there. Now, for the eggs, I meant to say they're separated. So the 4 egg yolks go in there and the egg whites are beaten separately. Ooh. Apologies. So the egg yolks will give a lovely richness to that. Beat the egg whites separately because that's going to make it nice and light. Because if you look at here, there is no, it's plain flour. So there's no raisin age, and it's not like it's a self-raising flour or there's bacon powder in it. There's not. So you have that done there. You mix it all together. It's a batter you're making. Mm. You lightly fold in your whipped egg whites, and then what you do in the dish, sprinkle your blackberries, or black currants, or you could use, there'll still be strawberries or raspberries, so you could use some autumn fruits. It doesn't have to be just, not everyone likes
blackberries. No, but you were just saying blackberries, as you said.
And you know what's great too with blackberries is cooking apple. A nice big Bramley apple, peel it and chop it. Apple and blackberries are gorgeous together. Yeah, really nice. Yeah,
okay.
You could do that in a Pyrex dish, pour over the batter. That goes into the oven 180, Marty, and that's going to take approximately 30 to 40 minutes until it's well risen, golden brown, and it's cooked through.
Okay.
What will happen with the blackberries? They'll kind of burst and they'll kind of bleed. They'll kind of soak into the lovely batter. It'll be gorgeous. So it will. Serve that with some creme fraiche, a little bit of custard if you want, or whipped cream or ice cream, whatever you want. Very, very simple dessert. That serves 4 to 6, depending on how big of a sweet tooth you have.
Creme fraiche is lovely.
It's very tart and refreshing.
It does.
You're absolutely right there, Marty. Yeah, I think
that's
works
very
really
nice.
Well.
So it's braised pork with root vegetables, and then for dessert, orange sponge pudding with blackberries. The blackberries in, why not?
And go easy on the cider and that pork now.
Absolutely. Now,
it's a slip of the tongue, but sure, listen,
happen.
Sure, it's live, you know yourself.
Not at all, exactly, and that's the point. Because, you see, if it wasn't live, what would happen is that would be cleaned up and no one would ever know.
That's it, you're right.
So you're right.
We just do what we do.
That's exactly it, live and dangerous. Now, by the way, blackberries, what do I know about blackberries? Oh, I know, there was a song once called Blackberry Way.
Really?
By a band called The Move, before you were born.
Wow.
No, that shook you.
You're some man.
Here it is now.
Blackberry Way.
You going home now?
I am.
All right.
I'll be Blackberry Way to
Blackberry Way.
See you next week.
You will. Just a reminder, lads, Marty in the Morning on the webpage, there are buckets of Nevin's recipes, and these two are now added. Braised pork, root vegetables, orange sponge pudding with blackberries. And now, Blackberry Way. It's like being a disc jockey.
I love it.
It is, yeah.
You're some man.
For one man.